We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the Pittsburgh leaders of SNAP, an acronym for Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, is Fran Samber on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Fran, good morning.
Good morning.
And what is your reaction to Donald Worrell's departure from the Washington Diocese and from the Catholic Church?
Well, for me, it's a mixed emotion. I mean, I think he should resign, but I also think he needs to explain his part in this. I need an explanation of how involved he was in those transfers. And I also think he owes an apology, because what he did is he put his letter of resignation in, and yes, it was accepted. But then where does he go? What happens to him? How is he taken care of? And what about the victims? He just walks away, but the victims can't walk away. And I think people need to get many, many answers. He never apologized. He never said his full part, and he just kept saying he'll give his resignation if that's what people want. But what is his explanation, and where is he going? And that's the next question people should ask. If he's going to be taken care of fully, so should every victim. And that's just the way I feel about that.
Fran, let me ask you this, because there has never been, to my knowledge, any accusations or insinuations that Donald Worrell, the man, was ever involved in any abuse of anyone. He was the Bishop of Pittsburgh. And as I said, 32 of these accused priests were under his administration. And
right.
I understand
that's
that.
Correct.
But at the same time, he was not personally accused of any of these abuses. So
no, but when you're in charge of a large institution like the Catholic Church, if any person comes to you within that institution and has any concern or complaint or involved in it, any type of sexual abuse, or they're concerned about it, or accusations were made about priests that you are in charge of, that is your duty to report it and take care of it and remove those priests so they cannot hurt another child. And if he failed to do that, then he needs to resign, and it's in the grand jury report. So he needs to show us the records. We need those names from that report, the ones that were redacted, and I know that Josh Shapiro is working on that. But you cannot be part of an institution as large as the Catholic Church and decide not to exercise your authority. If somebody comes to you and there's a complaint about a priest, then you do everything in your power to make sure that priest is never around any child again.
Fran,
and he failed to do that.
Fran, he certainly changed the culture in Pittsburgh before he left as how these situations were handled. And Bishop David Zubik certainly inherited that changed culture in how these things were handled.
No, I totally disagree. I totally disagree with that. I feel that the church has chosen to put their reputation first, not the children's safety. And you cannot keep apologizing and stating that you didn't know any better. Any human being knows that if any predator, any pedophile is near a child, they will hurt that child. And every one of us as human beings, whether you're part of the Catholic Church, whether you're part of the Boy Scouts, whether you're part of a school, a neighborhood, if there are children near you and you suspect somebody that can harm them, even if it's one time, you remove that threat from that child.
Are you asking for Bishop Zubik to also resign?
I would like to see that happen, because I feel that if you are part of a Catholic organization and you did not do your full part to remove threats from children, yes, you should resign as well.
Fran Samber, one of the Pittsburgh leaders of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Fran, appreciate you coming on in last moment here. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.